Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 23rd of March. The problem that investors have with the Gulf War comes in two related areas. It is not certain what US objectives are, which means that measuring progress towards those objectives, and thus the likely length of the war, is almost impossible. Statements from US President Trump and others have given different and at times contradictory assessments of the situation. And in the absence of measurable objectives, those statements have undue influence over any assessment of the length of the war. The result is volatility in financial markets and uncertainty in the real economy. The weekend's exchanges between the United States and Iran have caused risk markets to weaken. Trump set a deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The deadline passes this evening, US time. There is almost zero prospect of Iran responding to this, although the Iranian parliament is formalising arrangements whereby ships pay a fee in order to pass through the strait. Trump threatened to attack Iranian power plants, in response to which Iran threatened to attack desalination plants in the region and financial institutions associated with the United States. The financial institutions threat is very vague. The desalination plant threat is potentially very serious indeed, with most of the region relying on desalination for a considerable amount of its drinking water. The market reaction may provoke a change of tone from Trump today, but absent that, risk markets are likely to remain volatile. Over the weekend, there were mayoral elections in France. With a presidential election looming next year, these have attracted some attention. The far-right RN failed to win many big cities, but it did win some smaller cities, especially in the south. The results are unlikely to affect markets specifically. The wider issue of the war will dominate for now. However, the results will be important in shaping longer-term expectations about the ability of the far right to either disrupt or to take control of political power in France and indeed in other major European economies. There's been a lot of attention around the disruption to fertilizer supply arising from the Gulf War and what that implies for food prices. Farm gate food prices are important to emerging market consumers. Farmgate food prices, and thus fertiliser costs, have relatively little to do with developed economy food prices. Consumers are paying for post-farm labour, processing and fancy packaging. However, consumers tend to think that food prices are somehow tied to what happens on the farm and can therefore often be convinced to accept higher prices than are actually justified, a common form of profit-led inflation. The fertiliser story may not be the big issue this year, however. The UN's weather agency has warned of an energy imbalance leading to much higher global temperatures, which may be compounded by an El Niño weather effect this year. The El Niño effect could end up doing much more damage to food supplies, with what that then implies for pricing. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.